The Importance of Personal and Social History in Medicine, a Comprehensive Approach to Understanding Health. As a medical legal physician, it is crucial to understand that every patient's personal and social history, PSH, plays a pivotal role in their overall health. The information collected from this section offers vital insights into the examinee's lifestyle choices, beliefs, and circumstances, which can significantly impact their well-being. When taking a patient's history, it is essential to approach these questions with respect, sensitivity, and non-judgmental manners, while maintaining privacy for the comfort of the patient. Let's delve deeper into each aspect of PSH that provides a unique perspective on their health. Firstly, understanding the childhood of the examinee can help us identify if it was normal or dysfunctional, including any history of abuse, sexual, verbal, or physical. This information helps us comprehend the patient's past experiences and how they may affect their current mental and emotional state. Secondly, inquiring about years of formal education can provide insights into health literacy levels and communication preferences. For military service, it is essential to determine the examinee's role, duration of service, type of discharge, any physical or mental trauma they have faced, unusual exposures, toxins, infections, and post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, or substance abuse history, if applicable. Legal history should also be handled cautiously while discussing any legal difficulties or incarceration. In terms of marital status, we must understand if the patient is married, their marital duration, history of abuse, and whether there are dependents. If they have children, inquire about their ages and their caregiving responsibilities. The living conditions of patients can help us comprehend their social support systems, housing stability, and presence of caregivers or dependents. Religious, spiritual, and cultural beliefs significantly impact patients' health decisions and treatment approaches. Hence, it is essential to understand the patient's perspective on illness and well-being through these aspects. It is also important to note tobacco use, including current habits, types of tobacco used, cigarettes, cigars, pipe, e-cigarettes, frequency, duration of usage, and periods of quitting, if applicable. Passive smoking exposure can also be relevant. Alcohol consumption patterns should be documented, with the type of alcohol consumed, average amount, frequency, and any history of related disorders or treatments. We must note periods of abstinence, too. Regarding illicit drug use, frequency, duration, and substance use history, context, recreational, self-medication, and any dependence or rehabilitation history should be asked. Dietary habits, including typical daily intake, dietary restrictions, voluntary or medical reasons, and supplement usage, should also be assessed while noting any history of eating disorders or significant weight changes. Understanding the level and type of physical activities, exercise routines, and sedentary behaviors can reveal potential exposures and health risks. Avocational activities provide insight into patients' general well-being and quality of life. Current income sources should be determined to understand financial stability for self and family, including other sources like workers' compensation, pension, long-term or short-term disability, state disability, or social security. Travel history can be relevant, especially in cases with infectious diseases, including travel duration, regions visited with known health risks, and pre-travel vaccinations or prophylaxis. In sexual histories, it is vital to discuss sexual orientation, activities, number of partners, contraception use, sexually transmitted infection history, and any sexual health concerns. Finally, understanding a typical day from the patient's perspective provides an insight into their daily activities and how they feel, which may reveal more about their lifestyle choices. In conclusion, the personal and social history is crucial in comprehending patients holistically, which can significantly influence their health. Thus, approaching these aspects delicately and thoroughly can lead to a comprehensive understanding of a patient's overall well-being.